We are in a difficult time. It's a difficult time for everybody. But actually, it's a lot easier in Eretz Yisrael than it is in America. I'm hearing from my father was speaking to different people he does business with them. They're jealous that he's here and he's here in Eretz Yisrael. And they said America's, you know, going crazy. They're not used to this type of thing in America. Especially the new generation is not used to any type of challenge or any type of, lack of luxury or discomfort. It's hard. Probably the thing that comes to mind most in my head is a pasuk in the Megillah, Ha'ir Shushan Navocha, which I always had a kashas, Tom. Why was the whole city Navocha when Ir Shushan was not necessarily, it's not Jews, the majority of the city was non-Jews. Something to think about. But now you could say, Ir Shushan Navocha, everybody was Navoch. Everybody is Navoch. So, to say that we know why Hashem does things, we don't know, we're simple people, but we can always try to learn lessons from events that happen. We're supposed to learn from things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an opportunity to always use our minds to think of what we could learn. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair. If Hashem would give us things that we can't learn from, so then it's not fair that He's giving them to us. So there could be things that we could learn. So I was trying to think of something that I could learn, and I'm just sharing it with you. Again, this is my own personal thought of something that I'm learning from all of this. And if it's useful for you, hinei matovu manayim. It's useful for me. I told it to my children. I told it to my wife. And I was thinking about this whole concept. There are different terms that we have in this generation that we didn't have when we were growing up. One of them we've talked about in the past is FOMO. The other is T4. T4 is a new one. I try to keep up with all these phrases. Another one, which is a very popular line that people use or word, is viral. This term, viral, things going viral, is a new term, essentially. And I was trying to think, why? Why is it a new term? I mean, viruses are, things that spread, and why couldn't things spread so quickly? And the answer is that the way the world is structured today versus when I was growing up, and obviously generations before, was there was a limit to how much things could spread bichlal. Things really couldn't go viral. I mean, they could go viral in a community, perhaps in a country, but to have what's called a pandemic, it's a new word I learned today, a pandemic, right? A pandemic is a worldwide virus. So to say that something could go that viral, that couldn't be. But today, everything can go viral. In fact, it's interesting. I went with my kids to a museum, one Ben Azmanim, not too long ago, kind of like a science technology museum in Haifa. And over there, they showed the most viral video on YouTube. What was it? It was a kid who's holding his little brother in his arms, and all of a sudden, the little kid just starts biting the boy's finger, and he starts hollering. It's actually pretty funny. And what they found, they wrote on this thing, was that I didn't go to watch a formal video. It was just playing. You guys shouldn't think I was putting on 3D glasses there. It's just something that they played. But what I read in the caption was they found this in Osama bin Laden's iPhone when they went through it. And I was trying to think, what's the limud over here? Then I was trying to think, what's the limud? And I was thinking about it. It's so fascinating because the culture, the difference in cultures between Osama bin Laden, yimach shemo v'zichro, and the stupidity of America would have been two things that could never see each other, bichlal. But in a world like today's, everything, every stupidity from one society goes to another society. It's unbelievable. Every piece of garbage that goes from one side of the world goes to the next side of the world. I mean, over here, we have a situation where if somebody decides supposedly to eat bat meat, like, for a chill, like to see what's going to happen, they end up spreading that garbage in a pandemic. It goes viral. And I was thinking about it also. My kids have a book of records, like a Jewish book of world records or wonders. It's a Hebrew book, and it talks about the strangest disease known to mankind. It has like the lists of all the strange things. The strangest disease known to mankind is if you eat human brains, if you're a cannibal, there's a disease that only cannibals can get where they laugh hysterically all day. Sounds fun, but it's not. And I was worried, chas v'shalom, now I'm worried that, you know, normally we don't have to worry about cannibals, but honestly, the way the world works today, it's shaykh that a cannibal could go skiing in Switzerland, you know, like his family saves up for him to leave the jungle to go send him on a ski trip, and then the entire world ends up laughing all day. It goes viral. So I think there's a big lesson over here, which is that we feel we're in a world that, because of its exposure to everything and anything, that we're the most enlightened, we're the most knowledgeable, we can see mesofa olam ad sofo. Just like Adam HaRishon before the Chet, lahavdil elef alfdei havdalos, it says about Adam HaRishon that he saw from one side of the universe to the other, mesofa olam ad sofo. So we think we can do the same thing too, but it's not true. Because Adam HaRishon had the Or HaGanuz. He saw reality from one side of the world to the next. All the narishkeit that's going on in this world, Adam HaRishon wouldn't see, because the Or HaGanuz can't see choshech. It wouldn't be able to see all of the things that we can see. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely showing us how bad it is to have a world that speaks one language, that's totally connected, that there's no separation of language anymore, you know, with Google Translate, even though Google Translate is horrible sometimes. I mean, it once said on one of my wedding, I was so impressed, my mother figured this out. I was invited to a Haredi wedding, and it said, we will love to celebrate with you in Gaza. So it's like, it was supposed to say Yerushalayim, it said in Gaza. So my mother figured this out. It said, instead of saying Be'ezras Hashem, it said Be'aza. So the Google, so my mother figured out that they must have used Google Translate. Yerushalmi family, it says, we look forward to celebrating with you in Gaza. Okay, so Google Translate's not so intelligent yet. However, the world is one language, and this is exactly the situation that was at Migdal Bavel. This was the situation that Borei Olam felt was the most dangerous. And I think we really have to reflect on how much exposure we have to stupidity, to garbage, to all sorts of types of tumah. When I was growing up, everyone here knows that I come from a very, you know, more modern background. I went to very modern schools, more modern than even my background. And the schmutz that a regular yeshiva bachur's exposed to today, a chiller, baller, almost secular person was not exposed to. All of the greatest schmutz is available to children who never would have even wanted it. There was such an inaccessibility of all these things. And we have to realize, I do feel, again, I'm not saying anything other than my own thoughts, but I feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us that we've been doing this to our ruchnius for years already and have not cared. And now he just took something physical and made it go viral, just to show us exactly what's happening to our neshamas. And now, you know, things like the NBA can't function. I mean, taking away the NBA from America, I'm worried there's going to be a rise of anti-Semitism, because they're going to be bored. It's not even, you know, these people need what to do. Right? And you know, universities are closing, and we're experiencing a real fear of connection, a real fear of connection. And I'm just suggesting that we should think about why we weren't afraid of this before, and why we should be afraid of this more in general, that even though we're in this world which is so Everything's at our disposal. You can ask Dr. Google any question that you want. It's amazing. It's really amazing. But we're not gaining from this. We have a world right now that microscopic things can travel within a day across the entire globe. And in Ruchnius, it's happening all the time. And the way we could be mechazik with this point that I'm asking, obviously there are a lot of areas that everyone else could reflect, but in the area that I'm talking about is to be less exposed. Just like people are now elbowing instead of shaking hands, right? And we should really be misboning on how much we're allowing ourselves to get contaminated by things that are dangerous, by things that are much more dangerous than the coronavirus, things that really have been damaging us for years. Borei Olam doesn't send physical things unless they're an expression of something ruchni that's going on. And the world is definitely joined forces. All the stupidity from America, to me it's a real insult to Osama bin Laden that he would watch such a video. I think that the alter Arabs, you know, the old timers, they would hold it pasnish to watch an American joke. They wouldn't find it funny because it's not part of their culture. Culture is a certain, just like Hashem created 70 umos and 70 languages, there's a certain way of that separates us, and that's the way the world is supposed to be. And today, everything's nispashet, and we should all, Be'ezus Hashem, try to be mechazik on our own level, and we should all do what I did tonight, which is just an exercise in thinking. Again, Borei Olam will never be upset at us for thinking about things. If anyone has the audacity to say they know why something's happening, we're simple people. But Hashem gets nachas from people who want to grow. Here's a point of how we can grow, and I think that it's incumbent on all of us to try to think about where we can grow. I think people who are getting Pesach programs canceled have to do a real evaluation of why it is that they can't make Pesach. They're not trained. People have not made Pesach in their entire lives, and now they're being forced to do it. And there were certain imbalances here where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing people to reevaluate. And in every area that Borei Olam, my kids are asking me questions that I can't answer, which is, you know, are things happening, let's say, in Iran because of Iran being Iran, Iranians, and are people in China because of people, whatever Chinese people deserve? And the answer is not well. Well, then why is it affecting New York, and why is it affecting Yidden all over the place? The answer is Borei Olam knows how to affect everybody for the lesson they need. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to take a pandemic and give personal messages to every person. A personal message to me, a personal message to you. Every person's situation is different. Right now I have a situation where one of my daughters went into a glasses store last week, right? And now my parents were supposed to come for Shabbos. They can't come for Shabbos. All these things, these are small things, but anything that goes on in your life that the Yeshiva Adar HaSatara might not even be here for the summer. Maybe we'll open up in some other place. I don't know. Which means that I'll be very lonely. Or I'll be coming with you guys, but my kids won't be too happy about that. But there's a lot going on here on so many levels. And the one thing that we know that Hashem wants from us is that each one of us should think about our own lives, where we can grow and somehow become better people because of all this. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the coronation. Like, this is the thing people have been saying. Corona's Melashon coronation. A crown, the Keser, the HaKavod, to Borei Olam, the Keser Malchus with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bekarov Mamish, Bimherev Yameinu. Amen.